it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Get down off them horses. I don't favor looking up to the likes of you.
Completely understandable. Good day, America. Welcome to the Spano Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Cindy Roberto, and you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. If Twitter is more your thing, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. And, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And if you're listening to Sports Byline, you can do it on all kinds of devices and platforms, various different ways to get radio on the go. Nobody better to explain it to you than Mr. Joe Spano.
Absolutely, Bob. Let's rapid fire through this, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. There's a Listen Live link that allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews, all that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps, whether it be iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, or Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of and a few you can't. They all have a lot of on-demand content from the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and they all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And last but not least, in our hearts and minds, it's the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the great programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Thing that we're most proud to be associated with.
Well said, Bob. Huge Football Friday edition of the Attack. That's not going to be all football. Most of the first hour will be focused on baseball. We'll recap that great NL Divisional Series matchup between the Dodgers and the Nationals and talk about what was just a classic baseball game, if you like baseball. Quick previews of the AL and NLCSs. We'll wrap up that scintillating Thursday night matchup and then get into previewing a Week 6 NFL Sunday before we're joined at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern Time by the legendary Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange and BalzerFootball.com. We'll get his take on all things NFL with a particular look ahead to a Week 6 NFL Sunday, Bob.
Yep, and he's added a radio show as well, KFNS 590 a.m. in St. Louis. Man's got more in the air than Bert Sugar used to have.
Exactly right, Bob. We'll kick this thing off talking baseball on the other side. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop, for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Now the fun begins.
Oh, indeed it does.
Now here's
Welcome
Peterson.
Back to the
first pitch swinging and a fly ball to left field. Wirth is going back. He's at the wall. He leaps and it's gone. A home run. Jock Peterson goes the other way. And the Dodgers have tied it at 1-1. The 2-2. Ruiz. Base hit into left field. Rounding third. On his way home is Barnes. Chooch delivers. And the Dodgers take a 2-1 lead. Now Justin Turner is the hitter. A 1-0 on the way. And a fly ball to center field. Turner going back, way back, and it is off the wall. In to score is Kendrick. And Ruiz comes around to score. With a triple is Justin Turner. And the Dodgers take a 4-1 lead.
The 0-2. Heiser with a drive. Deep left field. Back on the track. Kendrick. It is gone. Chris Heiser, the active leader in pinch hit home runs during the regular season, pulls the Washington Nationals to a better run.
Kershaw for the save. Two on and two out. This is a game that's going to be remembered for a very long time. The pitch to Defoe. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Dropped by Ruiz. Throws to first. And the Dodgers are going to Chicago as Clayton Kershaw, in his first relief appearance in 7 years, records the save. The Dodgers come from behind and beat the Nationals 4-3 to win the National League Division Series 3-2.
Highlights of a classic Game 5 of the NLDS bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano along with Bob Black. If you want to join the fray, dial us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. That number again, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free number to join us here on the attack. For those that prefer Twitter, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. Those highlights courtesy of KLAC in Los Angeles and Fox Sports 1. Awful lot of Charlie Steiner in that highlight package as the Dodgers advance to the NLCS for the first time since 2013 with a 4-3 victory over the Nationals in that all-hands-on-deck Game 5 of the NLDS, Bob. And if you like baseball, this 4-hour and 32-minute game was a classic. If you don't, you'll complain that the game took too long.
And that's it. I mean, you know, if you were looking at that 1 hour, seventh inning, you're going, this is everything that's wrong with baseball. But if you're a fan, as you said, it's actually everything that's right with baseball. And Joe, it's one of those games that if you are on the winning side of it, you're going to remember it the rest of your life, even though it's, you know, a step towards the World Series. And if you're on the losing side of it, you're going to remember it as well for all the wrong reasons. It was actually painful to watch the guys in the Washington National dugout as this unfolded, and they went home yet again.
Well, for the Nationals, a tough, tough loss. For the Dodgers, a great win, and they go on and they face the powerhouse Chicago Cubs. And let's talk about this game a little bit. It was a great baseball game, and that's the best way I can describe it. I love baseball, so this was a great game. Was it a long game? Yes. 4 hours and 32 minutes for a 9-inning baseball game that ended up as a 4-3 final? That's a long baseball game.
Yes, it is.
Especially when you consider, through the first 6 innings, how Max Scherzer was cruising along, and it was a 1-0 baseball game. It was a pretty quiet baseball game through 6 innings. Everything happened in the 7th, and the 7th from the seventh inning on is where the game really slowed down. I mean, you saw a ton of moves in this game, and a host of them in particular in that seventh inning where the Nationals used six pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
Seven in a game, six of them in that seventh inning that ultimately decided this game. And if you want some idea as to why this nine-inning game took so long, well, truly managed as an all-hands-on-deck game should be by both Dave Roberts and Dusty Baker. You saw four double switches in a game, six pinch hitters, a pinch runner, a defensive replacement, a closer used to start the seventh inning, a starter to come in and get the two-out save on 2 days rest, and one half inning where a team used six pitchers. So just an incredible game. Those numbers and those storylines show you why it was so incredible, but a great many also illustrate why this great game took 4 hours, 32 minutes.
No question about it. And look, I get the complaining. It's legitimate. But, let's not forget, regular baseball games are not managed this way. This was literally a pitch-by-pitch managerial process for both sides. And, it took the amount of time that it took. As far as it being a classic, I mean, there's no doubt, Joe, it's a classic for all the things you mentioned. And Dave Roberts in particular, the way he went about his business, whether it involved Rich Hill at the beginning or Clayton Kershaw at the end, he understood what was on the line. I don't want to say he outmanaged Dusty, because he didn't, I don't think. But he recognized that what he needed to do in that particular situation, particularly involving his closer, and then when his closer finally ran out of gas after 57 pitches, he went to the guy. And Clayton Kershaw stepped onto that stage in that moment. And with having had mixed postseason success, to be kind, he shut the door.
Very fair statement, Bob. And it was brilliantly managed, and managed the way it needed to be in an all-hands-on-deck Games 5 with the winning team advancing to the NLCS and the losing team going home for the season. This is how you got to manage it. There is no tomorrow, and you have to handle it as such, and both managers truly did. I don't know. I think both pushed all the right buttons and tried to do everything they could. So, as you said, I don't see a spot where Dusty was clearly outmanaged here, but his players executed just a little bit better. Dave Roberts' players executed just a little bit better than Dusty's players, and once again, the Washington Nationals, and once again, Dusty Baker goes home without advancing to the next round of the playoffs. Now 0-9 in his last nine games when he has an opportunity to advance to the next round of the playoffs. That's pretty heavy stuff. I mean, this goes all the way back to 0-3.
Yeah.
His 0-3 Cubs had a 3-1 lead in the NLCS. They lost three straight to blow that series. 2012 with Cincinnati, his Reds had a 2-0 lead over San Francisco in the NLDS. And we all know even number magic and how that used to work for the San Francisco Giants. Next up, they lost the wild card game the Cincinnati Reds did in 2013. Then game 4 of this series, and now game 5 of this series. 0-9 in his last nine attempts to advance to the next round. I know the players. It's different players and different teams and different groups. I know they don't feel that, but sometimes I have to wonder, and I wondered going into this game if Dusty would feel it. He didn't manage like he felt it,
No. But
it just seems to be one of these things that perennially happens to Dusty Baker. And he did a great job managing this Nationals team. The change from Matt Williams to him produced major results in the regular season, and it's one of the big reasons why this group made it to the postseason this year. But once they get there, Dusty can't seem to advance from one round to the next, and even when he has the lead in the series, his team seemed to find a way to come up short.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, changing from Matt Williams to Dusty Baker is like changing from skid marks to silk. But with that being said, you're right. Look, statistically, you can't argue with it. I saw and I watched all of these games. I saw nothing in this series where I said, aha, This is where Dusty screwed. You know, it just didn't play out that way for me. But unfortunately, he goes home yet again, failing to advance. I think a very good point that you made, though, Joe, and all of that, was that he didn't manage, like in the back of his mind, he knew he had failed to advance. He managed like he needed to manage. So from that aspect of it, I think he gets a lot of credit, and I don't think you can really point the finger at him.
Absolutely not, Bob. And up next, we'll kind of tie a bow around NLDS Game 5, you know, give you our final takeaways, cover all the storylines, then move on to previewing both the ALCS and the NLCS, so that way we can make way to start the Football Friday portion of Football Friday. That's all next on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You keep it where it is.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or Daddario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's what I pray for every night.
You're back with The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, Joe, you and I are baseball fans, and we talked about it, and we don't mind the length of games. You know, we understand that in the postseason, television becoming involved and the oversaturation of advertising, and it just makes for a longer game anyway. But then when you get a game like last night, which was literally pitch by pitch, you're just going to have to deal with it, and you hope that you end up with a classic, which is what we did.
We ended up with a great game, a classic game, well-played game, crisp game, managed the way an all-hands-on-deck postseason game needs to be managed. If you're complaining that this game is too long, you don't like baseball. I know it was long. And for all the reasons that you said, but more than anything else, it was because it was that deciding game that decides who advances in a series and who goes home, and it's going to be managed that way. And you're going to get that every pitch, every batter sort of changing in a baseball game, whether it be pitching changes, double switches, pinch hitting, pinch runners, defensive replacements. That's the way it's going to go. So, again, there's no other way I can say it. If you're complaining that this terrific baseball game took too long, you don't like baseball. And I understand you got to get to bed, you got to get up in the morning, and that's all fine. But if you're complaining this took too long, you don't like baseball, and you should probably find another sport to view because you don't appreciate the greatness of baseball, its uniqueness, and the fact that it's the only sport that we watch here in America that, well, doesn't have a clock. And that's one of the things that makes it so unique. So the realities are, if you're bitching about how long this took, you're probably not a baseball fan at the heart of the matter, and you should probably find other sports to focus your time on, as you're really, in many ways, not worthy of watching games this great because you can't appreciate them for what they are.
Yeah, no question about it. And I mean, look, you know, you talk about not having a clock, and we've seen all the gimmicks and the, you know, the timers that the umpires are supposed to use to make sure the trips to the mound and all that. And that all the small stuff is good, but you literally need to embrace the game. It's some days you're going to walk out of there with a 2-hour and 10-minute game, and other times you're going to walk out of there with a 3-hour and 50-minute game. It's just the way it is. Embrace it. And I've been saying this for years, Joe, and I know you concur. As much as they try to tweak it to speed it up, to modernize it, to get these kids involved because they have short attention spans, it doesn't work, and it doesn't matter. They're either going to embrace the game or they're not going to embrace the game. So what baseball needs to do, and when I talk baseball, I'm talking about the management, the upper management, the commissioner's office, just embrace it for what it is. Market what you have. You know, even back into the steroid era when we were talking chicks dig the long ball. You know, there's all kinds of ways that you can embrace baseball and present it to the public where the public will go, wow, what a great sport for me and my kid to sit down and watch. You don't have to worry about time limits and trips to the mound and things along those lines, because knocking 2 minutes off a baseball game ain't going to make a damn bit of difference in the grand scheme of things.
I have no problems with some of the things they've tried to do to shave a minute or two here or there off the game. But at the end of the day, I think you're dead on right. Embrace your game for what it is. And hey, if you're a fan of this sport or an alleged fan of this sport, you think it takes too long, look at it the other way. You got your money's worth. What's the biggest reason people don't buy pay-per-view boxing matches? Because you want the 12 rounds of action, you got 2 minutes of action. Well, you never have that problem in baseball. You'll always get your money's worth. And you got your money's worth last night if you bought a ticket. 4 hours and 32 minutes worth of great baseball action. Not only when the game was actually going on, but between pitches. And what happens between pitches is what makes baseball so unique. And in this game, there was so much happening between pitches, in particular from the seventh inning on through the very end. And I guess some final thoughts on this one. Again, Scherzer was brilliant for 6 innings. You could make a case off of the Jock Peterson home run that maybe Dusty was a little quick with the hook, but you also understand all hands on deck. I mean, we get it, you know. It's win or go home. So now you start playing the bullpen. And it just backfired. That bullpen in that seventh inning just simply couldn't get anybody out. You know, it took six pitchers to get three outs.
Right.
You know, a whole bunch of them gave up hits and not all of them got outs. So, you know, that's the realities of that seventh inning for the Nationals. That said, again, brilliantly managed by both managers. I didn't see a clear edge. I thought Roberts and Dusty Baker pushed all the right buttons. There was just better execution by the Dodgers in this, and not by a whole lot. It's a one-run game. You know, look at what Dusty did in the bottom of the inning, sending up, you know, the all-time leading hitter as far as home run pinch hits, active home run pinch hitter. And he gets, and from Heisley, he gets, He gets the two-run jack, and it's 4-3 just like that. So both of these managers pushed all the right buttons in this game. The Dodgers just made a couple of more plays than the Nationals, and that's why they advance. And I guess, and this is kind of my take to wrap it up, and you talk about the execution and making a couple of more plays, but for all the runners that the Nationals left on base, maybe this is a different game and it's the Nationals advancing. As they left runners on base throughout this game and didn't maximize their opportunities. And I guess the other thing I'm left to look back at is the terrible send by Bob Henley, the third base coach for the Nationals, where he sentenced Jason Wirth with two out. And I understand being aggressive because it's a 7.5 to 8 and 10 chance that the next hitter's not going to get a hit and you're not going to be able to push that run across. But Jason Wirth was out by a mile, number one. And I don't understand how Bob Henley coaches third base. If you watch every other third base coach in baseball, they get as far down that line as they can so they can wait as long as they can to make that decision on whether to send the runner or put up the stop sign. Bob Henley coaches third base basically standing on third base. He made an early decision, and he hung Jason Wirth out to dry, and Jason Wirth was a dead duck at the plate. And I got to wonder if they push that second run across if everything changes because there's an insurance run. Maybe Jock Peterson home run allows Scherzer to stay in the game, and then who knows what happens from there. Maybe you're in a situation where all of a sudden you don't have to have that six-pitcher sixth. The Nationals emerge out of the six-pitcher seventh. The Nationals emerge out of that seventh inning with a lead, and maybe it's Dusty Baker and the Nationals that are going on to the NLCS as opposed to going home.
Yeah, I think that's a valid point there. Again, I can understand you make the fielder make the play, but you know, you're dealing with a guy in Worth who doesn't run as well as he used to, and Corey Seager didn't make a mistake. And, you know, it just I get it all the way around. I thought it was a bad play. That being said, my couple of takeaways out of this, you know, they're going to look at it, and Kershaw did the job. There's no question about it. Boy, did Daniel Murphy have a pitch to hit against him, and he just missed it on that high, high, high pop out to second base. And Murphy's hit a couple of home runs in the postseason off Kershaw before, and he'll be thinking about that one all winter. And on the other side, you know, I'll tell you, man, there's a clutch guy that gets absolutely zero play in that Dodger dugout, and he was an afterthought when he got sent to the Dodgers. But, man, Justin Turner can play himself some baseball. He found a home, and he is one of the clutch hitters in all of baseball. He comes through, it seems like, every single time you need a key hit in the lineup.
That's it in a nutshell. I mean, that's this series, and that's the game five. You know, we saw everything. Again, we talked about managing it like your life depends on it. Closer being used with nine outs left in the game, and you're going to try and nurse him to get all nine. He gets you seven. The great Clayton Kershaw comes on, gets you the other two. You talked about Daniel Murphy having a pitch to hit and leaving it behind. It's hard to criticize Murphy as he hit .438 in this series with six RBIs. I mean, but, you know, it was just an incredible series all the way around that ends with just an incredible game. An incredible game five. And now the Dodgers move on to the NLCS for the first time since 2013, and the Nats go home again. But real quick, we should probably start, and then we'll carry this over to the next segment, our previews of the AL and NLCS. And I guess we'll start, since we're talking National League already, we'll start NLCS. Game one will be Saturday night, 8:08 Eastern time on Fox Sports 1. And again, you know, a very intriguing series and a very intriguing game one pitching matchup, which I'm getting to right now, as the Dodgers haven't actually announced.
Right.
And obviously
that's
coming
TBA.
Out. Right. And the Cubs, they haven't announced, but I think they're leaning towards Lester for game one again. I think that's how they're setting up the rotation. We shall see. But again, as far as the series itself, Dodgers come in gassed, pushed to the limit, can't set up their rotation the way they want to. The Cubs come in rested. They're the more talented team. They have the better bullpen, the deeper starting rotation, the better lineup, the better bench. And the one thing that would worry you about the Cubs was lack of late regular season baseball and that sense of urgency. Well, they got past that, having now completed the NLDS. So I'm hard-pressed to see an advantage for the Dodgers and how they win this seven-game series. So I like the Cubs in five in this one, Bob. And up next, we'll get your take on that, and then we'll roll to the ALCS. That's all next on The Attack.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Inc., I can get my name out there with custom T-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Inc. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Inc. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Inc.'s online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInc.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport: football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
What's the matter with you two? Can't you take it?
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. We're previewing the National League Championship Series. And Joe likes the Cubs in five. I like them in six. You know, five would be fine as well for all the above-mentioned reasons that you stated. But just the fact, and I think this overrides a little bit, you know, a team that clinched very early, wasn't really tested, they got their test. San Francisco gave them a lot, and they had to get to this series over a very worthy team. And I think once you're battle-tested like that and you have the talent and you recognize that having 100-plus wins is no guarantee that you're going to get a World Series ring, I think it's you put that combination into effect with the talent level and the fact that they have the best manager in baseball in Joe Maddon, that it's Cubs should win this series and advance, and probably we'll be talking about them winning a World Series, but we'll see how that all plays out.
Cubs win! Cubs win!
Yeah, the ghost of Harry Caray, man.
There you go. And when they win the when and if they win the NLCS, I'll dig that up and play that at some point. But again, I think we see it the same way. The biggest concern we had about the Cubs was really twofold from what I saw going into the NLDS. Joe Maddon, who's a great manager, but sometimes outsmarts himself. You know, was he doing that by starting Jake Arrieta in game three instead of game one? Well, he showed me and shut me up, showed me how right he was and how wrong I was. That's one. And two, you know, when you win your division by 17 and a half games, you pretty much cease to play meaningful baseball much past the 1st of August. And that can be something that's difficult on teams as far as ramping it up, especially when your opposite number in a series is playing basically for their playoff lives through the entire month of September. Well, that's what the Cubs faced in the San Francisco Giants, and as you said, dispatched them in four tough games. So they get past that. Now when you look at the rosters, I mean, it's clear. The Cubs are the more talented roster. They're better offensively. They have better depth. They have better starting pitching, and they have a better bullpen. And they have the more proven manager, and they have home field advantage. Other than that, they're fine. I mean, so the realities are you've now got the NLDS out of the way, and you're moving forward. I'm hard-pressed to see how the Dodgers overtake the Cubs, considering how much they were stretched just to get to this NLCS. So all the advantages are in the corner of the Chicago Cubs. Unless they get off to a bad start in the series and the pressure starts to mount because they start hearing about the curse of the Billy Goat, et cetera, et cetera.
Sure,
but as long
sure.
as they stay on beam, I think they'll comfortably advance in this series. As I said, five games, and they'll move on to the World Series, and we'll see where it goes from there, Bob. So, you know, go ahead.
No, what I was going to say, you know, with all that being said, and I think you're accurate, but, man, that starting pitching – It just, you look at that Cubs starting pitching and it's just so damn good. I just don't see how they can stumble in this series.
Fair enough, Bob. What do you say we go to the ALCS, which I think is a much more even matchup? And I am not sure. I really don't have an answer. I really didn't think that the Indians were going to be able to get here, more because of their injuries than anything else. And, you know, they shocked me the way they dispatched the Boston Red Sox and gained the sweep. And so much of that credit has to go to Terry Francona. And because he did so much where he masterfully managed this bullpen and using Andrew Miller in the fifth and getting something out of fourth starters and things of that nature. So very, very impressed with this group. And the Indians are very good despite the injuries, and so are the Blue Jays. And I think that's such an evenly matched series, to me anyway. So if I could point to one advantage, and I think you know where I'm going, it's the managers. Mm-hmm. It's the brilliance of Terry Francona versus the, well, lunacy of John Gibbons. I mean, I don't know how else to say it.
I know.
I know. The guy's as goofy as a pet coon. He's crazy. The guy's crazy. I mean, there's no other way to describe him. You know, the Blue Jays have had success, so he's not yet unemployed. But, you know, to me, he's not a particularly good field manager. And with that being the case, in a series where you're trying to find some advantages, home field, I guess, is one, although we saw in NLDS play since the start of the wild card, the home teams have lost more than they've won. And there's a nugget on that I can pull up in a second when I let you jump in and start giving your thoughts. But the realities are you're looking for advantages. Both of these teams hit well. I think the Blue Jays are a little more of a power-packed lineup, but both teams hit well. both teams' starting pitching because of the injuries is somewhat comparable. I like the Indians' bullpen better. I like that they have home field advantage better. And I love what their manager is capable of doing in the postseason, and I don't think Toronto's manager is. So for all those reasons, I think in a seven-game series, I think the Indians win and advance to the World Series. That's just my take on it, but I think it's such an evenly matched series. If it went another direction, I wouldn't be at all shocked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, as you remember from when we started picking these, I've been picking Toronto just on the coin flip factor with no real conviction. And thus far, they're, you know, proving me to be a genius. With that being said,
showing our expertise, we flip the coin, and that's when we get our best.
Yeah, you know, you were using logic, stats, and everything else, and I was going, well, I'll take the other side just because, and you know, so far so good. Exactly. With that being said, there's nothing to disagree with here. Francona is the better manager overall, even with the injuries. Cleveland's pitching is better in its entirety. But with that being said, Toronto is raking right now. And, you know, it's a weird stat, but it's a stat nonetheless. They were fourth in the division in batting average at .248, but they managed to be second in runs with almost 760. You know, granted a lot of it is all or nothing, but sometimes all gets it done. And I just have a feeling about this Toronto team until they face the Cubs. But I have a feeling they're going to get by Cleveland. And I think they're going to get to the World Series. Well, of course, which will ensure Gibbons' job going forward, which is just it shouldn't happen. But
he really is. He is
loony bleeping tunes. And
yeah,
and,
he's all of that.
You know, but they rehired him. So, I mean,
you know, you spent time in the South. What's the old expression? Goofy as a pet coon.
Yeah.
And they mean raccoon, you know. Raccoon. You know, I mean, that's the old Southern expression. And he's that. I mean, is there any other way to describe him?
No.
I mean, there's others. They're not nearly as nice and or as folksy as that. So we'll go with that.
Yeah. But you know something, and you think about it, and we're old school enough to remember this. You know, don't forget, Don Zimmer got to World Series as well. And there was nobody who was crazier in a dugout when it came to baseball decisions than Don Zimmer.
And I guess nobody would accuse Popeye of being a great field manager by any stretch of the imagination. Fair to say?
No, true. But what I'm saying is he got his teams to the World Series.
Yeah, that's true.
You know? And I mean, you know, here was a guy that, you know, would hit and run with the bases loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
what made him such a good bench coach was there was a Joe Torre there to rein him in and say,
right.
Okay, well, you know, zip. I mean,
right.
You know, we're not hitting and running with the bases loaded.
Dave Kingman's at the plate. Chances are pretty good it's going to be a strikeout. You know,
there you go. That's a classic Dave Kingman.
Kind of thing, you know,
nice.
But I mean, but you know, with that being said, it just. Toronto's just flat out smashing the baseball right now, and I think it's going to be enough.
I mean, you know, Bob, I can't tell you I can find big edges either way. There's no real conviction here. I didn't think Cleveland was going to get by Boston, not because they weren't the better team at full strength, but because they weren't at full strength. You know how I felt about Cleveland going into the year. I thought they were a real contender for a World Series crown. I loved their pitching going in.
Absolutely.
So they come into the postseason and half of their starting rotation isn't there. You know, and what are their best hitters? Not there. So I say to myself, well, how did they win? And what did they do? They went out and won. And the way they won was shortening games. They got enough out of their starters. You know, their fourth starter giving them a huge effort in one of the games. And then once they got through five innings, they turned it over to the bullpen. And basically it was Andrew Miller early for two innings, find a way to get to Cody Allen and have him get a four or five out save.
Yeah.
That's the formula. So let's see what works.
You know,
it's going to be a great series though. I think you'll agree with me there. That's going to be a barn burner of a series. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. And watching the brilliance of Terry Francona go up against the lunacy of John Gibbons should be, well, at the least intriguing.
Yeah, no question about it. Man, I'm just looking at this lineup, Joe. Joey Batts, 22 home runs. Donaldson, 37 home runs. Melvin Upton, 20 home runs. Michael Saunders, 24 home runs. Encarnacion, 42 home runs.
Enjoy it while you can, because a bunch of these guys are leaving in the offseason.
Oh, no, I know. But I'm just saying, if you're a pitcher and, Tulowitzki, 24 home runs. You know, Russell Martin, 20 home runs. It's just, really? Does anybody take a breath in this lineup? And the two guys that don't hit home runs, Devin Travis, who's hurt anyway, but, 11 home runs, and Kevin Pillar with 7. Everybody else is 20 plus. It's scary. It's frightening.
Yeah. Well said. Frightening is the right word. They're just an incredible, incredible hitting baseball team. And the question is, a lot of times, can you smash your way to a world title? Remains to be seen. Should be a very intriguing series, and I think that one's much more in doubt to me than Dodgers and Cubs for all the reasons we entailed. The superiority of one team over the other from a talent standpoint, and the fact that one comes in rested, one comes in taxed.
Yeah.
With this ALCS, the talent is a much more even distribution of talent, and neither team comes in taxed. Both teams come in rested and ready to roll. So it's a much more level playing field in the ALCS than it is in the NLCS. I think both will be intriguing. October baseball is always fun. And now with the volume of October baseball sometimes ends up being, borderline November baseball.
This is true, too. I'll tell you one thing, though. If Cleveland is able to get past Toronto and get to the
snow shovels
World Series,
out.
No. I honestly think Cleveland is going to give Chicago everything they need and then some. I really do. If they get that far.
A Cleveland-Chicago outdoor World Series in late October. Go get me some salt, get me some snow shovels, and get me some gloves, man. It would be cold.
And alcohol.
Well, that's always a given. We'll tie a bow around hour one up next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
That's a travesty.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. You know, some Joey, on the break, I was looking up stats on fielding, and these are the two cleaner fielding teams in baseball. Cleveland had Toronto in 6,088 total chances, made only 88 errors in the entire season. And for Cleveland, 6,032 total chances, they made 89 errors. One more error for the entire season. They play clean baseball, and they support their pitching staff that way.
Interesting. You know, again, clean fielding teams, they serve their pitchers well. And they make you beat them because they don't beat themselves.
Yeah. So, you know, something to keep an eye on. If one of these teams starts making mistakes in the field, maybe that ends up being a difference maker. But during the regular season, these guys are as clean as it gets. And, you know, it helped out their pitchers in a big-time way.
That's interesting. You were looking that up. I'm car shopping.
And there you go. What are you looking at?
I'm looking at new cars. Nice. Making a couple of decisions here. I'm probably going to do something in the next couple of months. So it's time to start shopping.
You looking at that Dodge Challenger you always wanted?
It's a possibility. There's a couple of possibilities. I don't know how it's all going to shake out. It depends on the timeliness of the checks I receive from Darren Peck.
And there you go.
which means I'll be driving the Let's Make a Deal Zonk.
Hoop-dee!
No. But I was actually doing some car shopping in the break. There's a couple options out there that intrigue me. And we'll see how it all shakes out. But that's a wrap for hour one and a glimpse into what I do during the breaks on the show. Sometimes it's work, sometimes it's not. It was a fun hour. It was wall-to-wall baseball. Hour two will be wall-to-wall football. We'll get into that scintillating Thursday night matchup, and then we'll roll into our Week 6 Sunday NFL preview, and then we'll set it up for Howard Balzer and get his take on all things National Football League at 40 after hour number 2. What do you say we step aside right now, and then we'll come back at everybody with hour 2 of the Spano and Black Attack.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't even know who they are. They're made-up stories.
That's Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump speaking in Ohio yesterday and again denying that he ever had inappropriate contact with women. He had a more fiery response to the recent allegations when he spoke in Florida later in the day.
Trump said the allegations are totally and absolutely false.
These claims are all fabricated. They're pure fiction and they're outright lies.
Trump said the claims are part of an orchestrated attack by the Clinton machine and their media allies. Meantime, First Lady Michelle Obama slammed Trump's treatment of women campaigning for Hillary Clinton in New Hampshire.
It is intolerable.
I'm Terry Moore.
Two more deaths confirmed in flooded North Carolina from Hurricane Matthew bring the total in that state to 22 and the U.S. toll from the storm to 38. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Angie. You know, I've never gotten more compliments on my hair. So when my daughters had damage this summer from swimming, I thought, you know what? I'm going to see if Ovation Cell Therapy treatment will work on them as well. So let's hear from Faith now in terms of what Ovation Cell Therapy has done for her hair. All right, Faith, so you're 7 and you wanted to use mommy's shampoo. You asked me if you could start using it just like Hope was using it. So what is your hair like now?
It's pretty and it smells like heaven.
Do you like it?
I love my hair.
All right, so let's hear from my mom because she does their hair every day for school. So, Mom, how have you seen the girls' hair change?
It's more silky. The consistency of the hair is a lot healthier.
Well, there you heard it. Straight from my mom's mouth, Hope and Faith love the product. And if you'd like to try it and see if you get the same results my family's gotten, it's risk-free. Go to ovationhair.com. And if you're a new customer, you get a special introductory discount when you select Angie Austin at Daybreak USA at checkout. ovationhair.com, Ovation Hair.
A sworn statement by Hillary Clinton showing she claimed to not recall talking about whether to preserve or delete emails from her time as Secretary of State. The legal filing was part of a lawsuit filed by the conservative watchdog group Judicial Watch. The group's lawyers wanted a live deposition, but a judge instead ordered Clinton to answer written questions under penalty of perjury. In the sworn answers, Clinton's legal team also says she couldn't remember whether she was warned about how using a private email system to conduct State Department business violated federal record-keeping laws. And she also stated she decided to use the private email system out of convenience, something she has said publicly many times. Her Republican rival repeating his promise yesterday to put Hillary Clinton in jail if he's elected.
Hillary Clinton is a criminal who destroyed 33,000 emails after a congressional subpoena was issued.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. That's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with a flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
At least 3,000 more HP workers set to get the axe. In an analyst meeting yesterday, the tech company announced it will lay off workers over the next 3 years. The cost-cutting move to save HP hundreds of millions of dollars by 2020 as the demand for computers and printers continues to fall. Back to presidential politics, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel is warning Democrats not to take anything for granted. Here's more from David Stewart.
Mayor Emanuel appeared with congressional Democrats and candidates in front of Trump Tower, denouncing Trump for his criticisms of women and immigrants. Emanuel's not been a Hillary surrogate until now, but he says it's important to keep up the push for votes all across the ballot.
You got to make sure that we have, they're going to Wisconsin. There's a Senate race there. There's a Senate race here. There's congressional races that are up. There's state house elections that are up.
Emanuel also took a jab at Trump's goof this week when he told people to vote November 28th.
And we need to inform Donald Trump it's not November 28th. 28th, it's November 8th. That's kind of like been around for 200 years.
David Seward, Chicago.
An NTSB report now confirming that New Jersey transit train was indeed speeding before it crashed into a Hoboken station last month, killing one woman and injuring over 100. And NASA says a fireball seen by many streaking across the Mississippi sky early on Wednesday morning was a meteor that broke up in the atmosphere about 50 miles from Louisville, Mississippi. Remember to find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
We're here. We're all thrilled.
Well, indeed we are. Welcome back to the Attack. Hour two. Car Shopping Joe, Stat Shopping Bob. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. At Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71. If you want to tweet what kind of car Joe should buy, or if you want to tweet whether or not I should continue to drive my Mustang, we're open to any and all suggestions. And it starts to explain the ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Attack. You know, you can get your comments on Twitter. You can phone us up at 1-800-878-PLAY. And you can listen to us in various different areas, all kinds of platforms, all kinds of devices. Nobody better to talk to you about it than Joe Spano.
Absolutely right, Bob. And again, if you're going to tweet best cars under $55,000, because that's,
there you go.
After it's all said and done, leasing and financing, that's about the area I'll be in right now. I can't go much more than that unless I wait another year. That said, we don't need to hear about what I'm looking for. We need to hear about the ways you can take Sports Byline with you. And they include the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen, Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings as they happen on the network and on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre, all that and a whole lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's also a whole number of other ways that you could check out the network on the go. There's those great apps that we always talk about, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of. They all have a wealth of on-demand content. They all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, and perhaps most important of all, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
Happy and proud to be a part of it. You're serving us. Hopefully, we're giving you a little service as well.
Well said, Bob. And a big hour to wall-to-wall NFL. We'll recap quickly the Thursday night game, roll into our Week 6 NFL Sunday preview, and we'll make way at 40 after hour number 2, 9:40 a.m. Eastern time for Howard Balzer from the Sports Exchange and a whole lot more. That's all next on The Attack, along with your calls at 800-878-PLAY, so you'd be sure to keep it where it is.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it, Grainger's got your back. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there, did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop
for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-797-1256. 800-797-1256. That's 800-797-1256.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Second and goal, ends up, and it is caught. It's Henry with the touchdown, the rookie from Arkansas.
There's a flag down as...
There were two fouls, both by the offense. After the play, personal foul, necessary roughness, number 85, that penalty is declined. During the play, holding in the end zone, offense number 76, that penalty results in a safety.
Simeon end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown by Benny Fowler.
It's on the ground in a hurry, and it is recovered by the Broncos. My goodness, Taylor with the recovery. As Simeon heaves it, and it is knocked down, and the game is over, and the Chargers have held on this time for a much-needed victory.
Highlights of the Thursday night matchup, NFL Thursday night matchup between the Broncos and the Chargers. The Chargers prevail in this one 21-13. Those highlights courtesy of CBS and the NFL Network. Jim Nance on the call, Bob. And the Chargers improved to 2-4 down on the year. The Broncos dropped their second straight to fall to 4-2 on the year in what was really an ugly, ugly football game that, compared to the baseball game, wasn't all that much fun to watch.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And you know, it's amazing. These Thursday night matchups, for whatever reason, for the most part, really stink. And yesterday,
it's a third-level matchup. That's why.
No, I know.
You know, after you're done with the Sunday night package and the Monday night package, the crumbs are what's left for Thursday night, because they have to leave something for their Sunday broadcast partners in Fox and CBS to have to put on. That's why these games stink on ice. They're not compelling matchups more often than not.
You know, I get all that. But, you know, again, here's a team that's sitting on top of its division that shows up and plays a stinker. I mean, if anything else, you're sitting there and you're a Denver Bronco fan and you're like, all right, look, you're on the road, you're playing a San Diego Charger team that could have won some football games, but take care of your business, go home and continue to sit on top of your division. Well, they don't. It stinks, and the game stunk. And San Diego finally got it done. They tried to blow it, but they managed to not, and they walk away with the 21-13 victory to get their second win. Boy, are they in the hunt. Oh, well, maybe
no,
not.
No, they're not in the hunt, but – here's my take on this game more than anything else. I don't want it. You take it. And that really was this game. It was a game for three quarters dominated by the San Diego Chargers, particularly the first quarter. You know, the early going of this game, those first couple of drives where the Chargers kind of jump out to that 10-0 lead, Phillip Rivers was terrific, Melvin Gordon pounding the rock, nice balanced drives, real effective football from Phillip Rivers. From there, their offense really did very little. Broncos' mistakes put the Chargers in a position to kick a bunch of field goals in the third quarter. And it was 19-3 after three quarters. Finally, the Broncos somewhat got on track, put together I can't call it a furious comeback, a somewhat furious comeback with a safety thrown in there by the Chargers somewhere in the middle after one of about a million Broncos mistakes. And this one ends up 21-13, and it's interesting enough that there's an onside kick recovered by the Broncos and a Hail Mary at the end of regulation, with the Broncos having, I guess, something of a chance to win, except Trevor Siemian doesn't have enough arm to throw that Hail Mary to the end right. zone. And as much as we like Trevor Siemian, the story, and as much as we believe that he'll have a role in the NFL as a quarterback for a decade, ultimately his role is going to be as a reserve. And I like a lot of the things he can do. But just watching that throw at the end of regulation, that's the difference between yep. Trevor Siemian, great backup quarterback, the future A.J. McCarron, John Kitna, you name the great backup quarterbacks that there have been that have been able to elevate teams at times. They're really effective, but you don't want them to be your 16-game starter every year. He's that guy. Because, with the recovery of the onside kick, a real capable starting NFL quarterback has to be able to get that one in the end zone. And and that Hail Mary kind of fell to rest, about the 10-yard line?
Yeah, it was 8 to 10 yards short. I mean, it's you got to be able to make that throw. And again, you raise a valid point there. Look, there's no illusions about Trevor Siemian. This guy, there's a reason why he was a 7th-round pick. But with that being said, he'll be one of those guys. He'll bounce around.
It was also a reason he couldn't win the outright starting job at Northwestern, factory whose last credible NFL quarterback was Otto Graham.
That's exactly right, and he couldn't beat out Otto today. Otto's kind of dead. But with that being said, look, he's going to be one of those guys, and I always put it into the category of when you lose your starting quarterback in this league, there's two categories of backup. It's the all is not lost, or the all is lost category. He's going to be one of those all is not lost category guys. There's certain teams. I mean, if Eli Manning went down, all is lost. There's a couple of quarterbacks that fall into that category. Phillip Rivers goes down, all is probably lost. David Carr.
Kellen Clemens is not the answer?
Clarence Clemens would be a better answer, and he's dead too, along with Otto Graham. But with that being said, he's going to fall into the former category rather than the latter. And initially, Denver will pay him because he's going to start this year. Maybe he has to start next year. I don't know. I guess the progress of Lynch will determine that. But
I would think year two, Paxton Lynch would probably be ready to take over. Yes, he's raw, but the difference in talent would dictate that Paxton Lynch takes over. And you, as you said, you pay Trevor Siemian well to hold the clipboard, be a backup. And as you said, if Paxton Lynch is slow to develop or gets hurt, all is not lost because they have that great defense to lean on.
No question about it. And then eventually, when he becomes too expensive for the Denver Broncos, he'll move on. And he'll be a backup someplace else. And he may even get a starting opportunity someplace else. But eventually, he's going to be an upper-tier backup for his career. And he'll probably get a nice 10 to 12-year career in the National Football League.
Fair enough, Bob. I mean, to me, the story of this game was mistakes.
All of them.
Denver was lethargic most of the way. But anytime they started getting something going, mistake after mistake after mistake after mistake. And in that highlight package, you had a holding in the end zone that resulted in the safety that kind of spotlights that. In the quarter also, you had a touchdown pass, a touchdown reception follow, a catch and run that turned into a great touchdown reception for C.J. Anderson. Oops, holding offense, back it comes. There was constant penalties, 100 yards in penalties for the Broncos, but all penalties are not created equal. The penalties for Denver in this game and the trouble their offensive line had just seemed to short-circuit that offense every time they got anything going. So more than even Trevor Siemian, who, if everything else is going right with those weapons and that defense, he can do some things for you, and he showed you in a battle against a more proven quarterback when the game's on the line, he can outduel a pretty good quarterback at times, you know, in Andy Dalton. So yep. It's not really Trevor Siemian, despite the fact that he was lousy in this game. A lot more of it had to do with the bevy of Broncos mistakes, and particularly the penalties and the general malaise with which that offensive line played this game. And to me, that was what really short-circuited the Broncos and put them in a position where they lose this game their second straight. They've got to get that ship righted, as the last couple of weeks they've had a ton of offensive line troubles that have really left them exposed. And if they were playing any other team other than the San Diego Chargers, this game would have been over much earlier.
Yeah, it would have been a blowout, no question about it. And San Diego, you know, the criticism of McCoy, his conservative play, it comes into play again. But I think it's more of the fact he recognizes the lack of talent and he wants to minimize the mistakes. Unfortunately for him, the team continues to make mistakes.
Coaching for his life, he survives at least one more week. Let's move on from this game and let's move into the upcoming Week 6 NFL Sunday. We'll break it all down in rapid-fire fashion next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. No flipping.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. Over the years, we've witnessed numerous genres colliding with rock music to create unique tracks consisting of a hybrid of sounds, but none quite so impactful or unlikely as that of Aerosmith's collaboration with Run DMC for their seminal version of Walk This Way. Join me at focusonrock.com, where I look at that special moment in music history when rap and electric guitars entwined and cultural worlds collided.
Your music can take you anywhere you want to go. And Guitar Center is the best place to start the journey. Save up to 25% on over 200,000 guitars, amps, and accessories from major brands. Get an Epiphone Limited Edition Les Paul for just $399, an Ibanez Electric for $249, a Yamaha Dreadnought Acoustic Electric for $199, or D'Addario Strings 3-packs for $10. Where will your new guitar take you? Guitarathon is going on now at Guitar Center.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You see?
Everything is all right.
Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, and Howard Balzer at 40 after the hour to continue our National Football League talk. But, Joe, it's time to jump into the slate.
We got to go, 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 go. New Era Stadium in Buffalo, 3-2 Bills, winners of three straight, host the 1-4 San Francisco 49ers, who are winless away from Levi's Stadium. This game gets a lot of attention because it's the starting debut in 2016 of the big Afro, Colin Kaepernick.
Public enemy number one. He's going to be hearing it from all the fans. Bills are on a severe hot streak right now. I don't see any way the 49ers coming West Coast to East Coast can win this game.
At 1 o'clock, you know, I'm inclined to agree. I think here's where we get some idea where Colin Kaepernick is physically. Mentally, you know, again, it's going to be a work in progress, but I'm not sure where he is physically. This matchup against the Bills will give us some idea. I like you like the Bills, think they're the more talented team, think that Anthony Lynn as the offensive coordinator has paid dividends, and they're flying high right now. For the 49ers, their offense, it's just not a talented group. Don't know how much Kaepernick can elevate them.
Yep.
More 1 o'clock action. 3-2 Redskins host the 3-1 Eagles in a matchup of NFC East teams. You know, Cousins has been inconsistent this entire season. Yes, the Redskins are riding a three-game winning streak, but Cousins has been inconsistent. The running game has been inconsistent. Jordan Reed's probably not going to go because of the concussion. While the defense played better last week against Baltimore, Baltimore's limited offensively. The Eagles have been efficient on offense. Jim Schwartz's defense has been terrific all year long. This is anybody's game to me. But I'm inclined to take the Eagles going on the road because Carson Wentz coming off the bye has shown me he's for real. He left a gigantic tip for a server in North Dakota, and I think he comes back to FedEx Field trying to get some of his money back, and he tries to extract it out of the hide of the Redskins.
Yeah, I could certainly see that scenario. I'm going to take the Redskins for only one reason. I think they're going to throw the kitchen sink at Wentz, and with Lane Johnson not being there at the start of his 10-game suspension.
That's a good point. We haven't seen how that's going to play out.
You know, they get a little thin in that area, and I think Wentz is going to be putting the ball up. He hasn't turned it over thus far, just the one pick. I think he picks a couple this week.
All right, the one pick late in the game when they were trying to come back against the Lions last week. Should be interesting to see how they overcome the Lane Johnson not being there. I think they will. You think they won't? We'll be watching. 2-3 Titans, 0-2 at home, host the 0-5 Browns, who are 0-4 everywhere. The Titans are, you know, I talked about them coming in as one of these surprise teams in the AFC. Not so much by record, but by how tough they are and how much they've improved over last year. Got to be honest, I don't know that Tennessee should be a 7-point favorite over anybody, anywhere. But the Browns are that bad. The realities are, as long as Mariota plays a clean game and doesn't become a turnover machine and those turnovers don't prove costly, they'll be fine. They're going to pound the rock with DeMarco Murray and Derrick Henry. Mariota will make a few plays. That no-name defense will beat up Cody Kessler. And I think the Titans roll rather easily in this one to square their record at 3-3. And get even more attention in the national media, as I've seen a couple of articles trumpeting what I talked about, except I was 4 weeks ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, you know, it's probably going to play out that way. What I'm looking for in this game, Joe, is the Titans learning how to win. Because this is a game that you should win. This is a game where your talent outweighs the talent on the other side of the field. This is one of those games as a young team, and I mean young with the leadership position, with your quarterback. Take charge of this game. You're better all the way around. Granted, your style dictates that it should be a close game, but take charge of this game. This is what I want to see. Titans should do it. Let's see how it plays out.
I think that's well said, Bob. What do you say we move on to MetLife Stadium? In suburban New York, actually in New Jersey, 2-3 Giants host the 3-2 Ravens. Ravens defense is for real. Their offense is still very limited. They make the change at offensive coordinator to Marty Morningwig. We'll take the wind. The Giants, here's the realities. Their offense is way more talented than Baltimore's offense. Their defense should be on a par, but it's getting worn down because the offense hasn't produced. Injuries, no injuries. It all comes down to one thing with the Giants. Until they get that offensive line to a point where it can hold up in the passing game and Eli Manning and company actually believe, and Ben McAdoo actually believe in that offensive line, the Giants are going nowhere. And for that reason, in an ugly, close, slogfest defensive game, I'll take the Ravens to win because they seem to find a way to stay close and they beat mediocre competition, and the Giants are mediocre.
Yeah, I think it's a fair assessment. I'm going to go the other way because I think this is a true litmus test for Ben McAdoo and his coaching acumen. Well, look, we all know he can call plays. We all know he can call offense. This is where you have to be a bigger picture kind of guy. And for all the reasons that you said, your defense is starting to get worn down. It's not that they're not talented, but they're starting to get worn down. So how do you accommodate that? Well, you accommodate that by controlling the ball better and making sure that your offense is on the field more and give your defense some breaks. Well, they need to do that. I'm sure the message during practice this week was, we need to control tempo. We need to move the football. And you guys up front in the grunts need to start winning some of those one-on-one battles. I think they'll win enough of them to get this done. But if they don't, it could be a real spiral down the old commode for the New York Football Giants.
Keep the shrink with Odell Beckham Jr. Keep the net away from him, and we'll see what happens.
He kissed the net.
They're friends again. 1-3 Saints host the 1-4 Panthers. Cam Newton back under center, more than likely for the Panthers. Is it too little, too late? As far as their playoff chances, yes. As far as a win over the Saints in New Orleans, probably not. I mean, it's not going to be easy. Nothing's easy for the Panthers. Pass rush is not getting there this year, and that back line couldn't cover Yumi and Donlin. So there's going to be points of score to plenty here because the Saints can't stop anybody either. And it may come down to Cam Newton making a play or two more than Drew Brees. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but the realities are at least the Panthers will put up some token resistance. The Saints defense puts up none. And ultimately, I think that's the difference in the game. And I like the Panthers to try and climb out of this hole they've put themselves in. It won't be easy, but it'll probably start in New Orleans.
Well, you know, we're going to see whether or not this team is going to quit on Ron Rivera. And, you know, look, Super Bowl hangover, we've talked about it ad nauseum. Ron Rivera needs to get this team up, going, and motivated. They certainly weren't last week. And he played conservative and coached conservative. Cam's back. Let's see how he approaches it, because you can't go conservative against Drew Brees in this offense. You'll get your hind end handed to you.
Well said, Bob. Bears, Jaguars. Jaguars are 1-3. Bears are 1-4. Bears stink. Jaguars are the biggest disappointment in the National Football League. This one's in Soldier Field, where the Bears rarely win. The Jaguars get within hailing distance in what's turned out to be an awful AFC South. I think they win this game. I don't think it's very pretty, but I think they find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, boy, I'll tell you what. Jaguars lose this game, even though they didn't make the change on the plane back coming back from London. They may make one after this week if they go to 1-4.
Short a plane ride, but still time to make a change.
Absolutely.
2-3 Lions host the 3-2 Rams, who were no longer in first place in the NFC West.
No. And they won't
anybody's
be the above
game.
500 Rams either.
All right. anybody's game. Both these teams are very mediocre. I don't think the Rams, as you said, are likely good enough to go into anybody's building and win one on the road, despite having already won two on the road. I think you're right. They get squared at 3-3. Both of these teams end up at 3-3 and one of many in the NFC.
Yeah, and, you know, the other aspect of it, too. I mean, they're not getting great quarterback play. Their defense is all banged up. And the Lions actually came to life a little bit. Let's see what Matthew Stafford can do.
1-4 Dolphins host the 4-1 Steelers. The records say it all. Dolphins don't really have a home field advantage at Hard Rock Stadium, as friends and family will be there. The pressure is mounting. Adam Gase's job is safe, but nobody else's is.
No.
Steelers roll in this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a massacre. He gets a pass this year. They got to start from scratch.
Tom Brady and his 4-1 New England Patriots host the disappointing 2-3 Cincinnati Bengals. This one, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough. All I can say is New England has exceeded expectations. Cincinnati has certainly disappointed and underwhelmed this year. Bengals are dealing with some health issues. I don't think they're going to have Tyler Eifert again. The defense hasn't been the same. The offense hasn't been the same. For the Patriots, they just keep getting better. They now got Brady, two tight end offense. They're getting healthier on offense. They got Ninkovich back on defense. They're the Patriots. So they're Bill. Bill versus Marvin Lewis is like comparing ice cream to horse poop. I'll take the Patriots to not comfortably, but they're going to win this football game. And they're going to send the Bengals spiraling, start that spiral down the commode, as you like to say.
Ditto.
Well said.
That's all I got. Ditto.
We got a couple. We got a few games in 4 o'clock action and a Sunday night special. That's an NFC divisional tilt. We may get our take on that after we're done with Howard Balzer at the back end of the show. He joins us next. We'll go all things NFL with him, as he's been around this league for 30 plus years. We'll get all his insight next here on the Spano and Black Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. You be sure to keep it where it is.
I'm Pete. I just launched my first company. Thanks to Custom Inc., I can get my name out there with custom t-shirts, jackets, and polos. I just uploaded my logo online, and with a few easy steps, I had my crew covered in no time.
For all of life's events, choose Custom Inc. Promote your own business and elevate your brand with custom business apparel from Custom Inc. It's easy and fun to make a statement with Custom Inc.'s online design lab. Your designs, quality products, free shipping. Start designing for your business today at CustomInc.com.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're joined by Howard Balzer, who's a senior editor and National Football League writer for the Sports Exchange, and he also hosts a show on KFNS 590 AM in St. Louis. Welcome, Howard. Nice to have you with us.
Hey, it's a pleasure being with you guys. How you doing?
We're doing great today, man. You got more titles than royalty.
Yeah, I keep busy, let's just say that.
No question about it. You know, we're past the quarter pole in the league, and some things are starting to form up and take shape. Talk about a couple of your surprises thus far during the National Football League season.
Well, I have to say the biggest surprise, and it almost sounds cliched week after week, because we've been saying it since day one or week one, is how these rookie quarterbacks and young quarterbacks are really performing at a high level and helping their teams be successful. And obviously at the top of the list are Dak Prescott in Dallas and Carson Wentz in Philadelphia. But then you also have, even Cody Kessler is doing a pretty solid job for the Browns and a team that isn't very talented. Then you have, guys who aren't pure rookies, but didn't have virtually any experience as rookies, like Trevor Siemian in Denver. Struggled a little bit, obviously, last night against San Diego, but still has played pretty well for the Broncos. So this doesn't normally happen where rookie quarterbacks come in and play and play this well. And when you look at Prescott, especially 155 passes without an interception, and just showing the poise. Now, he hasn't been through a real adversity yet, and you have to believe that that's going to happen at some point. But he's really showing that, if not now, at least in the future, that he's going to be the quarterback, going to be the Cowboys' guy. So, if anything, overall, that's probably been the biggest surprise to me. So, so far this season.
And I guess I'll follow that up by asking: are we seeing a changing of the guard in some ways in the top spots in the NFC, in that the defending conference champions are 1-4, which means they're probably on the outside looking in when it comes to a playoff spot. Their opposition in the NFC championship game is 2-3 and has played awful football much of the year. The Green Bay Packers, while they're good, aren't great. So amongst the teams that have really contended on a consistent basis for the last 5 years, the only one that looks like an elite team right now is Seattle, and we see a bunch of new contenders like the Eagles, like the Falcons, and, you mentioned the Cowboys. They look an awful lot like the 2014 Cowboys, despite the different quarterbacks. So are we seeing a change in the hierarchy at the top of the NFC?
It very well could be, and obviously there's, a lot of football to be played, but it certainly could be happening, and I think we'll start maybe learn a little bit more, about the Cowboys this week, this weekend when they go to Green Bay and play the Packers. And, Packers have been very good playing run defense. And obviously, like you said, a good comparison to what the Cowboys were a couple years ago when they just ran the ball so much with DeMarco Murray. Now they're doing it with Ezekiel Elliott. We'll see if he can be as successful against the Packers this weekend. The Cowboys haven't played that difficult a schedule yet. So, we'll see what starts to happen. I think Arizona is going to bounce back, and I think they're going to start playing better football. But, we'll see. We'll see if that truly happens. And it could be, though. And, you look at Minnesota and what they've been able to do, and while so much of the focus has been on Sam Bradford, which is understandable considering how he's played, he's also playing a philosophy because the Vikings' defense is so good. They've only allowed 63 points in 5 games. Their defense is so good that the offense basically says, hey, let's move the ball, let's do this, get rid of the ball quick. But if it's 3rd and 8, hey, let's not take any chances. Don't force it, because a punt isn't necessarily a bad thing. We'll stop them and get the ball back. So, yeah, I think we could, we could be seeing that, and we'll just see how it develops for the rest of the season. And I still think the Packers are going to be better than when they started. The last game they played, Aaron Rodgers and Jordy Nelson started hooking up again, and Nelson really wasn't right when the season began. So I still think the Packers are going to be there at the end of the season. So, you know, some of the teams that have been doing it are going to be there. And the Falcons, you mentioned them. I have to wait and see, because last year they got off to a great start also, and this year, and then they faded. We'll see if they don't fade this year. And I think that's a question for them. But Matt Ryan certainly is playing some of his best football that he has during his entire career.
No question about it. And you raise an interesting point there, because you're talking about Minnesota and their philosophy, the way they're going about their business. And yet you have the teams that are playing high-flying offenses, five wides and all that. In today's day and age, with what's going on, with all the roofs tilting to the offense, the temptation is to open it up as far as you can. But the danger is in that, and we've already seen it with a bunch of quarterbacks, is you're going to get your quarterback killed, because you're in minimum protection as opposed to maximum protection. You look at a team like Minnesota, they're succeeding with a lot of old school.
Exactly. And not only does it get your doesn't protect your quarterback, it also leads to turnovers. And that's been a big part of what's happened with Arizona so far. And look at all these teams we've talked about. I mean, Prescott, no interceptions. Carson Wentz finally threw one last week at the end of the game. Minnesota, I believe, all season only has one turnover in five games. And when you play football like that, obviously you're not putting your defense at risk, because you're controlling the field position, and you're not getting those bad turnovers that result immediately into points with returns or really lead to tremendous field position for the opponent. So all those things, combined together to have a pretty good recipe for football. Again, we have to see if that will last the entire season, because very rarely you're not going to go through a season with no interceptions or one turnover or something like that, which the Vikings have. So, we'll see if those teams, can maintain it. But it really really does. And you mentioned the word old school, and I say that quite often, because I am old school. And I'm still one of those believers that you better be able to run the football. And for example, the Falcons win last week over Denver. That comes a week after Julio Jones goes for 300 yards. But they knew going in that that wasn't going to happen against that Broncos secondary, because they're so good. So what they do, they spread it out with their running backs, and they threw the ball to their running backs, Tevin Coleman and Devontae Freeman. And Denver just couldn't handle it. And so that showed that the Falcons were able to do different things and be able to do the things in a certain game that they should be able to match up well. Because at the end of the day, football remains a game of matchups. And the team that wins those matchups usually is going to win the game.
The legendary Howard Balzer joins us here on the Spano and Black Attack. I guess I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about Colin Kaepernick taking over as the starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers. A lot of people talk about the fact that he should be an ideal fit for the Chip Kelly offense. I say not so fast. As far as the running game and what he can do at the mesh point in the read option and getting out the back door, yes. As far as from a passing game aspect, I don't think he's necessarily a very good fit for the 49ers passing game at all, which is based on quick decisions and quick reads. That's not his strength as a passing quarterback. Your thoughts on Colin Kaepernick and what he'll bring to that 49ers offense?
It's a great point, because you also have to throw in being accurate. And that is something that he hasn't been consistently accurate. And now you wonder, he'll be playing his first game in almost a year. He virtually had no offseason. He wasn't able to throw because of coming back from the shoulder surgery and some other surgeries as well. And he hasn't played. He hasn't played much football. So how now you go out there in a real game and do all those things, I think, is going to be difficult. In terms of the running, people underestimate Blaine Gabbert. He's a pretty good athlete, and he was able to run and help them with his legs. During the games that he played, I think more than anything, and they don't have a great supporting cast. So it's one thing to be accurate as a passer, but you also have to have receivers that are getting open. and everybody being on the same page. And so I really wonder about that. I think what the 49ers are essentially doing is, okay, we went five games with Blaine Gabbert. We're not a real good team. Let's just see what Kaepernick has. That's a franchise that you would think, obviously, with Chip Kelly as the head coach, they need a consistent quarterback. And so they have to make a decision by the end of this season. Are they going forward with either of these guys, which I question, or do they have to get a totally new guy next year? And so I think they want to showcase Kaepernick to a degree. But the other thing is, if he starts running, you know, he had lost a lot of weight in training camp. He's put some of it back on, but you really wonder about his durability. Is he going to go out there and just get hurt again? That's another big question. So, like I said, I think this is about showcasing him, seeing what they're going to do with him going forward, and just seeing, you know, if he shows any, you know, any even a little bit of what he was doing when he was talked about as one of the rising stars in the NFL not that many years ago.
No question about it. Excuse me. And they're taking their trip to Buffalo, which takes my trip to Buffalo. And you get rid of Greg Roman, and all of a sudden Rex Ryan, offensive genius. Who knew? It was the old man sending Moonstruck. I'm confused.
Well, you know, it's funny you said about confused, because I was really confused seeing a quote from LeSean McCoy, who's, you know, and Ryan's asked about it every week. You know, what is the difference in the offense now? It just seems to be more tempo, you know, a little more crisp, all those things. And, you know, they've talked about simplifying things and this and that. You know, who knows? Maybe it would have happened anyway. We'll never know that. But McCoy talks about simplifying it and making it so we're not thinking about too much. And in the next breath, he's talking about how much pressure we put on the defense, because we have all these different formations, and so you have to know where you're going to line up on this play or in that play. I'm going to hold it. That doesn't sound like it's simplified. So he confused it even more. But, you know, bottom line is, what's really played better for the most part for the Bills in the last few weeks is their defense. And that was the biggest surprise, if you will, when Rex Ryan made that change, is it came in a game after they gave up something like 37 points to the Jets. And the defense was terrible, but the whole team is playing much better now, and all of a sudden they're playing with confidence, and it does seem like Anthony Lynn, who's the new offensive coordinator, for whatever reason has everybody being confident and comfortable with the offense, and they're just playing a lot better.
Last one from me before we let you run, as we barely have a minute left. You mentioned the Jets, 1-4, the $12 million man is basically getting about $1 million a turnover at this point. Is it time to turn the page on Ryan Fitzpatrick, because he's not back this year, and see what the young Bryce Petty has to offer as far as perhaps a quarterback of the short or even long-term future?
You know, that would be somewhat risky, I would think. I mean, and let's throw a Christian Hackenberg into the equation, because they drafted him for a reason in the second round when they already had Petty. So I would think, though, they are approaching a point where you do have to find out about whoever from that group, and who knows, maybe Geno Smith, you know, gets another shot, you know, to see what he can do, to see if they really have something in him. Because, you know, the reality last year was that he was beating out Ryan Fitzpatrick for that job until the whole issue happened with his teammate and got punched in the jaw and wasn't physically able to play. But he was winning that starting job at that point. Now, obviously, we'll never know what would have happened had he played, but it also could be maybe time, hey, does he have anything left? And, or not, I shouldn't say left, does he have something? He's still a young guy, and he's still a young quarterback. So, like you said, though, I do think at some point they have to look at their quarterback situation and figure out who's the guy going forward, because I would really doubt that it's going to be Ryan Fitzpatrick next season.
No question. Howard, thanks for the time. Just let our fan base know real quickly where we can find you.
Well, you mentioned Balzer Football. Well, you mentioned Sports Exchange. I also have a website now, balzerfootball.com. Write for another website, all22.com. So doing a lot of writing. And so if you like to hear the radio show, 2-4 Central Time every day, streaming on InsideSTL.com.
Appreciate the couple minutes. You know you're welcome back anytime. Thanks, Howard.
All right, man. Take care.
Howard Balzer here on The Attack. A lot of insight, Joe. A lot of insight.
We'll take a quick break, tie a bow around this Friday edition and the entire week of the Spano and Black Attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, wrapping it up here in this edition of the Attack.
Let's roll, Bob. 4 o'clock action. Three games in 4 o'clock action. I think they're all benchmark matchups. Raiders, Chiefs, Seahawks, Falcons in Seattle, Packers and Cowboys in Lambeau. This is where we'll get an idea of where these teams are. I do like the Raiders over the Chiefs, despite yep. Jamal Charles coming back for the Chiefs. I think we see the Falcons here. This is where we see what they are. I think that's going to be very intriguing. I think the Cowboys are better than the Packers right now. And the Sunday night special, we'll see who the king of the AFC South is, Bob. I think it's the Texans in Houston, but we shall find out. That's my thoughts on the balance of the Week 6 NFL Sunday schedule.
Yep, you know, I'm pretty much in concurrence except for the Cowboys. I think Green Bay takes the measure.
All righty, we're out of here. Thanks to Howard Balzer. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to all of you. Till we do it again on Monday, I'm Joe Spano for Bob Black. Good day, all.